Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. An Eastern Kentucky community making the most out of their expanded broadband service to help serve veterans in the community. Rural Broadband Association Director Shirley Bloomfield spoke about the Kentucky effort when talking with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting during the annual Washington Watch event.
Well, the ability of 600 rural communities to say, we don't just have broadband access, we have a gig, which is super fast. So, you know, the ability for manufacturing plants, for those with multiple operations, all of that allows immediate accessibility across the world.
Bloomfield adds the initiative has been underway for a few years.
Smart Rural Community Initiative is an initiative that we got started a long time ago, and it was way before everybody was talking about smart cities. So we actually kind of had developed the concept that, you know what, smart rural communities can really be a wonderful platform to show that rural America can do great things. It's a great place to live and to work and to raise your children. But part of it is, how do you come up with getting your community excited about broadband and what it can bring?
She notes one such program is already underway in Kentucky.
We actually have a community in McGee, Kentucky that is extremely low income. Really hit by the coal crisis in Appalachia, very high veteran population. And what the general manager of that cooperative decided to do is he said, you know what, I run a gig to the library anyway. I have a gig. The library manager was actually a veteran, and they said, what if we designate a room in this library? We make it a private space, and we allow vets to come in here and use this for telemedicine health care instead of having to drive 3 hours to Lexington.
We'll have more in a moment.
Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote in the upcoming primary election. This is the most important thing you can do on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged in the process and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important chore on primary election day than to make their voice heard and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Bloomfield notes a partnership helped set up a place that is serving veterans today.
Smart Rural Community through NTCA made a grant to create a room that was comfortable, that had a monitor, that had a webcam, that had some very basic diagnostic capabilities. And we now have found that this has become a safe place for vets in the community to come in partnership with VA, who we work with, as well as the local VFW.
She adds they're hoping the Kentucky example can be expanded to other states.
We think it's a really easy model to replicate across the country.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.